There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Monday. Glad you're with us. This April 27th day. I am operating at a less than stellar self, Bill, and Chuck, because I'm having to operate off my iPhone instead of my laptop. Because what I dropped my laptop, it went flying out of my carrying case.
Was this when you were doing the Blair Witch update? where your disembodied head is just seen walking through the.
This was in front of the Holiday Inn Express in Fayetteville, and when it hit the pavement, I thought that's not good, and so I have no screen, and so I'm having to do everything off my phone. So my apologies. If you just joined the show, Roger off today. He'll be back tomorrow. He's had a good getaway down in Florida with the boys. And the Hendrix boys, of course. Several things we want to thank Pixie and Preacher for hanging out with us. Chuck Monahan, always great to have him. Pinnacle Church of Christ. We'll get to Bill Vickery's intro in just a second. He's wearing shorts, I think. The ladies, thank goodness, Christian. The ladies can't see beneath the table here.
Whoa, it's humid out there.
Yeah,
hot. I was trying to tell these guys that. It's like 74 degrees in the middle of the night.
Several things, as I mentioned earlier, we got to play a little graffiti at 8:30. And plenty of things to go in a lot of different directions. Softball, baseball, NBA, you got the spring game. You've got Kentucky Derby coming up this Saturday at Oaklawn and last week of Oaklawn racing. Also, sad news, Monty Coleman passes away. It's age 68. We'll visit with Mark May at 9:30. And then we'll also, as I mentioned, Camden Koshal at 9 o'clock, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas. And they had the win over. I tell you what, Missouri is so bad. Other than football, basketball and baseball. I mean, baseball and softball, they are bad. They are horrible.
How are they good in football and terrible in everything else?
I know.
Football's the hardest thing to be good in.
They put resources.
There you go.
They're the classic example, and I don't want to get too deep down that rabbit hole, but they pour everything into football. And everything else sort of falls by the wayside.
They're okay at basketball, too.
Great.
That's right.
By the way, I've got a great basketball, and I think, Chuck, you will appreciate this. I do want to thank Christian Weaver, the Wizard, for producing today, running the board. Did you see the story on who was the famous basketball coach at Missouri?
Norm Stewart.
Norm Stewart. So listen to this. This month marked the 70th anniversary of Missouri's first no-hitter thrown by the Tigers' greatest basketball coach against Arkansas. April 13, 1956, Missouri right-hander Norm Stewart blanked the Razorbacks during a 2-0 victory for the Tigers at Rollins Field. Stewart even gave himself run support with an RBI single in the third inning against Arkansas starting pitcher Everett Thomas. 2 years before that, before the no-hitter, Stewart helped the Tigers win their only national championship in the 1954 College World Series. Stewart was also a standout basketball player and, of course, returned there and become a great coach. Put him on the map. Yeah, Hall of Fame.
He used to raid Detroit well before Darius Acuff. He'd bring in all Americans. They called him the Detroit Tigers. He had so many guys from Detroit.
Yeah, he coached 32 seasons, 634 and 333. 634 wins, pretty impressive. Listen to this. He won 8 Big 8 Conference Championships, 6 Big 8 Tournament titles, earned National Coach of the Year awards twice, including 1994.
Wow.
When the Razorbacks won the national championship. Remember, we beat them like a drum. We beat them 120-68 in the dedication that year. But he was somehow the coach of the year. I don't recall that. But how about that? Who knew that he threw a no-hitter against the Razorbacks?
A Shohei Ohtani sort of. He knocks in a run, blanks the,
Who would have thought it? Who would have thought
impressive.
That? Let's go. Let's do Bill's open. But we've got to change some things, Bill.
What's happened?
We're going to change some. Go ahead and let's hit it, and I will jump in.
Are you going to? Oh my gosh! So you're going to freestyle?
Yeah, we're going to freestyle. All right,
as Bill O'Reilly would say, we'll do it live.
That's right.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill.
Hold up.
Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. Here is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor, Bill Vickery, presented by
Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
We had called in a different group before, and we want to make sure it's the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Oh, somebody screwed that up?
Yeah, somehow that was not done right. Instead of a retail group, we want the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Yeah, it's so much easier.
I don't know.
Yeah,
you know, people ask me how many people work in sales here. I say about half of them.
Christian, you have witnessed the brain power of these two gentlemen before in studio, because I think Roger had them on before. I knew the significance.
We've done shows together multiple times.
These two brains right here, to be 3 feet apart from each other, it's almost like their heads are glowing. The brain power in both of them are just really remarkable.
Chuck and I, the preacher and I together, it's like a buddy cop from the 70s. I'll be Starsky.
We'll let you take the first of all, let's we had the spring game, the red and white game this weekend.
Which we lost. We didn't cover the spread. We lost our own spring game. 14-13. How does that even happen?
14-13. That sounded like a great offensive showing. So the defense won the day. I heard good things about it. I saw some video. And, again, I think the big question is they're going to be a better coach. They're going to be a better team. But does it make a difference? Do they have enough great players to beat the schedule that we have?
All that we lost in this draft, the stream of Razorback players that were taken.
It was actually more than one would think, although it was a weak. I think it was a weak draft this year, to be quite honest.
All four of them, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
You had some free agents.
And it all transferred.
Yeah, so you had the spring game going on. Our man Justin Moore did a great job with the kickoff concert there. Yeah, softball and baseball. We'll visit with Cam Nicosia coming up at 9, so everybody took care of business. But sort of the big news was the tennis thing, just because there's so much talk about money and the tennis program. By the way, just got this news in. If this is true, this is the craziest thing ever. So apparently the men's tennis program, I'm not going to say who sent me this, just to make sure I don't get him in trouble, got an NCAA tournament bid, and there's a watch party today at 2:30 to determine where they're going to be playing. Is that right?
Wow.
I mean, you can't ask for a worse scenario.
Up there when the guy from Missouri who died is elected to Congress.
Yeah. Is it like, after the season's done? Yeah. Or are you trying to beat him to the punch? It's almost like Frank Broyles was getting ready to fire Nolan Richardson, remember? Yeah, and he goes and wins the SEC championship. If that is true, wow.
So the men's team is getting an invitation to the...
According to this, there's some
kind of Disney movie in this. if they win the dodgeball, do they get the money to keep the program running?
Yes, the worst nightmare of Hunter Yurchek.
Is it? I mean, believe me, there are a lot of nightmares associated with that.
Here it is. I'm looking at it now. Yes. Watch party NCAA selection show Monday, April 27th. SEC Club, Razorback Stadium. Appetizers from Whole Hog Cafe served at 2:30. Selection show begins at 3. Wow.
What if they went on a heater and won the whole thing?
Won the whole thing.
Like the Cleveland Indians under Lou Brown. That's
what I'm saying. All they need is...
They're motivated. So Tom Berenger behind the
plate.
you could almost go, can you change his mind at this point? No. He's already made the announcement.
You're way past the Rubicon.
But again, you've seen there's a lot of other programs that are losing money. And of course, John Daly said, they hadn't played great tennis. Well, wait a minute. They get ready to go to the NCAA tournament.
They're not terrible.
I
said yesterday on my show that you shouldn't complain if you can't name four people on the men's and women's.
I can't do that on multiple programs. I can't do that. Track and field, I can't do that.
I did a lot of thorough research on the women's tennis team.
Yes.
And
I can't do that golf. John Daly.
I would give money to keep that program afloat.
Oh, really?
I mean, yes, of course.
Well, and I saw the volleyball game this weekend. My gosh.
But the point is, I think as we were discussing this, it's $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. It seems like, and we're not the only school. Kansas is probably the most famous now as they're weighing all these options. But the way that it's handled with the individuals involved with the program... For the coach to say, I didn't know anything about this.
Is that what was said?
Yeah, I mean, it was in the... Yeah. It's in the paper then, obviously.
Yeah, Coach Cox. They didn't give us a chance to save things.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, and you and I have discussed this again. It's not that I'm aware there are realities, and we're not going to have as many programs in the past as we are going to have going forward, simply because the money in college athletics is shifted to the money makers.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so can't support that anymore.
Well, but truth be told, the money makers have always been two sports.
If you
look at the budget, there's only two sports. All of them lose money. All of them lose money. And we were stunned to find out that baseball for Razorbacks loses $3 million a year.
Yeah, that's shocked. I thought they broke even.
Yeah.
I thought they broke even. Yeah. But the reality has become, now that you're paying the players, the two money-making sports, and we can stovepipe basketball off to the side simply because, you know, it's one person or two people, and it's a thing, and it's over here, and that's its own budget and its own thing, and don't let Juracek close to it.
Yeah.
But football soaks up so much, one, because you have so many players.
Yeah.
Two, it is such a high-cost sport, but it's also a high-revenue sport. It is the revenue sport. It's the stir that...
The straw that stirs the drink.
As
Reggie Jackson.
I think it's the optics too. It's like, why do we have to do this Friday? Why did you wait until after the season's done? You're afraid they're going to go deep and that would affect the way you would do it. This looks worse to obviously doing it this way.
Again, from a process standpoint. So I guess what we all probably would agree upon is we understand tough decisions have to be made.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Yeah. And some economic realities exist, and there are all these things. But then it becomes both the optics and how you go about executing all these, no pun intended, these things. And that's where, you know, you bring them in, hey, we're on the verge of losing this, and
correct.
We need, you know, and yes, you pick the date certain when you have to do it and it has to be gone. It's the same in any other business. If you've got to lay people off, I promise you, the HR people listening to this show, no, you know, man, it's always tough. We're going to have to let three people go today or something like that. And it just, but there's a right way to do that. And it seems like that in a Keystone Cops way, they have gone exactly the opposite.
Yeah, I had no idea. I thought it was a joke when I got this text saying that there's a watch party. No, you're kidding me. What's crazy is someone says, ironically, it's being held in the SEC club, and Arkansas will now be the only school in the SEC without a tennis program.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, we were 14th. In spending on tennis. And I'm aware of the economic. We all are.
You bet.
We all are. Nobody, we've all been there. And people can complain and say, oh, we're just pouring a bunch of money into 20-year-olds that don't care, and they're going to spend 1 year and they're going to be gone. And they're right. That's exactly it. But that's what it is.
It's
so dominant now. And I did think it was comical that I saw somebody talking about they had to get ready. Some coach. And it's a prominent coach, and I wish I could remember it. He's doing an interview. He goes, yeah, well, you know, we're wrapping up our spring, and our players are getting ready for finals. Wait a minute. Players are getting ready for finals?
Right, yeah.
Tell me how many of these guys are going to take finals.
I actually saw some people studying this weekend.
That's not North Carolina basketball, obviously.
Or football.
Someone mentioned this, and this is a true story, but I don't think they have the full story. Stanford's wrestling team won the national title after the program announced it was ending. Mm-hmm. And I think they stepped back in and said no. You know, after Stanford won it, we're going to figure out a way to keep it, and they saved the program. So.
All I know is there is a Disney movie in what is about to happen. And if Walter Matthau is the coach of the tennis team, and, you know, like where...
Kelly Leak out there. That's right.
And his dirt bike.
Jackie Earl Haley.
Yeah, someone says here, well, at least we have a signee for basketball today. We're getting this kid.
Mika Murninen.
We're going to get him, right?
that's the word, yeah.
So what's the scoop on him?
Finnish player. He's played in the United States, and he's a little... scouting report on him.
He looked a little skinny.
He's a little skinny. He's a four.
But he can
still
shoot.
We still need a center. He can shoot a little bit.
What
he's a little streaky.
Is he 6'10"?
Yeah, he's like 6'10", 6'11". He can put the ball. He's going to replace the Trevin Brazil role. Athletic four man that can shoot it a little
bit. But of course, that's fine. But we just, again, I thought we all sort of decided. It looks like the game, just for right now, looks like it's shifting towards a more big body guy that can have a presence in the post.
But we still
right?
need a center. Yeah.
Yeah, and we do not have that, right?
Have we whiffed on the kid from Georgia?
Oh, yeah, he went to Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd heard.
And then another one. And then one of the other guys we were trying to get went to Michigan, so.
I heard I heard through the grapevine that Ewan, who went the portal, right, yeah, even though he may not have eligibility, yeah, left, was asking for really big money.
No, he did not deserve really
big money. Yeah, yeah, exactly. 661-1037. Someone said, yeah, NCAA bid is 100% true, wow, for men's tennis. Yeah, I mean, wow, that is going to be... we had to talk about this, too. Pavia, Diego Pavia.
Yes.
Comes out real cocky with John Gruden, said, I don't need an agent. I'm doing my own deal. I'll work. I don't give my money to anybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody drafted him. Not one person. I think he's the first Heisman finalist to not be drafted at all. You know, you would think that somebody would roll the dice on him. He'll get a free agency somewhere, but boy,
apparently 27-year-old 5'9" quarterbacks aren't a big commodity in the NFL.
Age, size, attitude.
Yeah.
Pretty much you've covered the waterfront there. I mean, what else is there? Age, size, attitude.
He is a competitor. He is a winner. Mm. I saw Pat McAfee come out and say they need to send his butt to the UFL and
UFL.
Let him be the face of
his game would fit the Canadian league.
Oh yeah, I agree with that.
But I don't know that he would be a cultural fit up in Canada. They're more humble people than.
I said this year, this is the least marquee name draft I can ever remember. I looked at every top draft of every team. And I did not recognize. I think you could take 100 people off the street, and I'm not sure they would know any of them other than Mendoza. I mean, rather than just, we didn't have a lot of. Or is that because of the one in the transfer portal and we're not getting to know the players as well? I don't know.
This is an unpopular take. I don't think Mendoza is going to have that great an NFL career.
We'll see.
I mean, he was obviously what he did in college was there. It was impressive. I don't know that he does anything exceptionally well at the next level.
I think he caps out like somewhere between 10 and 15.
Okay.
Best quarterback.
Somebody said that if you looked at the numbers, they compared numbers of quarterbacks coming out of college that end up doing well, getting to the Super Bowl, that he was in the same ballpark as that.
Mm-hmm. So much of it depends on the team.
And
the Raiders.
The Raiders.
So how's that going
to
help?
They're going to throw Kirk Cousins to the Wolves to start the season, and then maybe he might come in a mop-up role in the last few
By
games.
By the way, other than the Deshaun Watson monstrosity, has anyone made more money more undeservingly than Kirk Cousins?
He has the greatest agent in history.
You're talking about an agent. They ought to tell Pavia his agent did him pretty well. Maybe you could have done that.
Chris Turnage, who is an agent, actually does a segment on other shows, and a great guy. He said he didn't even sign a free agent deal. Pavia, just going to a rookie minicamp on a tryout.
He's got no shot at the NFL.
I don't know where in the heck you would...
Next year's draft would be a little bit better. You got Jeremiah Smith from Ohio State. Everybody knows who he is.
There's 10 or 15 guys that that you would know.
I also think quarterbacks are getting substantially worse by the year.
Yes. Yeah. I have a funny joke about the Cleveland Browns, but I'll let it go.
So this is for those who've been with the... people don't know this. Bill Vickery was a founding member, Chuck and Christian, of the Little Rock Touchdown Club.
Yes, a long time
and,
ago.
22 years ago. And year six or seven, I brought in Tim Tebow's father, who passed away yesterday. Yeah. Yeah. And interesting, I knew I couldn't get Tebow, so I said, I'm going to get his dad in. A great story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My guy was a missionary, you know, raised Tim Tebow to be, you know, that kind of guy. And so I scheduled this at the beginning of the year. Well, it just so happens he's coming in the Monday after Tebow loses to Houston Nutt, Ole Miss at Gainesville. Mm. And remember the speech?
Made the speech.
There is a statue, Christian, of Tim Tebow.
Oh, the Ole Miss speech.
I'll promise you, that'll
never happen again.
It'll never happen again. Yeah. And they go on to win the national championship.
Yeah.
And so I'll never forget, Bob Tebow, I think is his name. And we were driving to the hotel back then. And I said, man, how tough was it watching? Because everybody was slamming him. You know, there's a bus, you know, and then Tebow gets up there and does his little speech. And he said, man, he called him Timmy. He said, you know, Timmy's a good kid. He's a tough kid. And he said, you know, he'll be okay. And I just really thought it was impressive that he knew he'd raise that kid right. Mm-hmm. And, of course, at that time you're thinking, oh my gosh, you know, that team's not going to be able to recover and bounce back. Of course, they had won the national championship.
They beat Oklahoma, yeah. Which I think Oklahoma had a better team, but they had a really stupid game plan. I still don't know how Stoops blew that game.
Yeah, I saw where you passed, and I'm just, you know, and you look at all the great things Tim Tebow does. You can talk about his NFL career and all this, but you look at him giving back to all the special need kids around the world, doing those prom dances and going to every one of them, and then the trafficking issues with kids, and he's always, I mean,
he needs to come to the Touchdown Club. He needs to quit asking for so much money. That's what he needs to do.
I almost had him last year.
I'll call him, tell him.
Yeah, he is coming to the Centers for Youth and Families announced he's coming next year to do their big event, so that'll really be cool. But anyway, Bob Tebow, a great guy. Hated to see him go.
But
what a great person he was to raise a kid.
Legacy.
Yeah. 661-1037, we've got the one and only Bill Vickery, well as Chuck Monin, the Pigskin Preacher. I almost think that these two guys could have their own show, Christian.
We would be like Statler and Waldorf, the two Muppets that sit up in the balcony, Chuck?
You know? Those two old guys saying, get off my lawn. Yeah, that'd be us.
Ladies, if you're lucky.
Whoa,
if you're lucky,
boy.
If you continue to watch our live stream, Bill will stand up and show off the tan legs. Tampa legs.
He's got
Tampa
a good tan going.
Tampa tan.
Florida sun in this
Tampa
shit.
Tan. Good. Yeah, he's got his mansion down in Tampa. You know, we're doing SEC Media Days down there. We're going to meet with Terry and Gemma and Trey. We're going to figure out. I said we've got to ask Bill Vickery.
We're going to have.
Of course, you know, we got to do it on the cheap. Got to do it on the cheap.
Don't worry.
You know where to go. You know where to go.
We'll get some comps.
that's Bill Vickery's town.
Yeah, we'll get some comps.
All right, don't go away. We got to do a little graffiti. We got to do graffiti. And then you see me, Bill. I'm trying to operate.
Without your laptop,
I'm so frustrated. I'm so frustrated.
You were a man lost in the wilderness.
I'm so frustrated. I had a great weekend, man. It just started in Sheridan, it went to Indiana, went to Fayetteville, went to Pine Bluff. Props again to Jeff Gross. What an amazing, had 30 people inducted to the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow,
30! 75 last year, and one of them last year was Monty Coleman.
Yeah,
one of the greats of, one of the great players to ever come out of the state of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
UCA Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Washington Redskins Hall of Famer.
Yep.
UAPB Hall of Famer. He spent many years coaching there at UAPB too, and from Pine Bluff. So, we'll talk about him as well when we come back. 8:30 here on Morning Mayhem.
Justin is taking the zone to Royal Windows Monday. Listen to find out how they can upgrade your windows. It's Monday starting at 10 on 103.7 The Buzz.
The NFL draft wrapped up over the weekend. Four Razorbacks were selected, the most since 2016, when five were selected. The first Arkansas player off the board was Friday night when the Seahawks took defensive back Julian Neal in the third round, 99th overall. Then in the fourth round, the Raiders selected running back Mike Washington, 122nd overall. Offensive lineman Fernando Carmona was drafted by the Titans, 142nd overall in the fifth round. And the last Razorback selected was quarterback Taylen Green, who went in the sixth round, 182nd overall. He's the first Arkansas quarterback to be drafted since Brandon Allen in 2016. Several Arkansas players who went undrafted have already got deals as undrafted free agents. Cornerback Connie Walker is with the Bills. Defensive lineman Cam Ball and wide receiver Taylen Sharp both went to the Colts. Offensive lineman Corey Robinson went to the Bengals. Xavier Sory was picked up by the Raiders. And tight end Rohan Jones has signed a deal with the Rams. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
A 30% chance of rain showers today, warm and breezy with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, a 70% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Some storms tonight are expected to be severe. So, today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day. Tomorrow, more rain and thunderstorms, possibly severe. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Monday on Out of Bounds, it is your weekend recap brought to you by Fleet Management Services. And we have a huge weekend to recap. NFL Draft, rounds 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll see where some of these Razorbacks end up going. Also, we got Arkansas, Missouri. Razorbacks trying to get the sweep or the series win against Missouri after winning Game 1. And we got Joe Klein hanging out with us. Should be a great Monday. Hope you can join us on Out of Bounds.
Hey, it's David Bowser with Morning Mayhem for my friends at Baptist Health. We spend a lot of time on the bus talking about heart. Who's got it? Who's playing with it? But let's talk about your heart. In Arkansas, we face some of the highest cardiac risks in the country. That's why I trust the Baptist Health Heart Institute. From the specialists at Arkansas Cardiology to the state's most comprehensive transplant program, they're heavy hitters in heart care. But you don't have to wait for a crisis to see them. By doing the small stuff, putting in the work, with good nutrition and annual checkup, with your primary care physician, you build the fundamentals and can head off big problems later. Baptist Health doesn't just treat symptoms. They care for the whole person, body, mind, and soul. Whether it's a personalized nutrition plan to get your weight back on track or just a routine check-in with a Baptist Health doctor who truly listens, they're the teammate you need. Living well is a choice you make every day. Make Baptist Health part of that choice. Go to Baptist-Health.com to find a doctor or a clinic near you. Take it from me, your future self will thank you. Baptist Health, for you for life.
This is Mark Miller for Parker Cadillac, and I couldn't have done this for almost 20 years and not deliver on what we're offering. When you shop Parker Cadillac, you're not just getting a great price. You're getting exceptional customer service. We've got something for every budget. But most importantly, we're offering you a first-class buying experience on the absolute highest quality of pre-owned and certified vehicles, with 2 years of complimentary oil changes absolutely free. It's time to expect more from your auto dealer. It's time you let Parker Cadillac put you in a vehicle today. Shop online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
All right, 832. Oh, it's a good 70s jam there. What is it, Pigskin?
That would be Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, look at you.
Yes. There's post a song. Terry Cap, I guess.
This is Terry Cap.
This is Terry Cap? That's him singing?
That's him.
How did I not know that? I knew it was guitar. I didn't know that he sang.
Here we go. Let's get to the hook. Here we go.
Smiling and shine. I'm so happy. Ba-da-da-da-da. That you love me.
Also asked Christian to come up and see if Bill and Chuck remember this song. In 1976 on this day, Maxine Nightingale.
Get right back where we started from.
It's exactly right.
It's a rocker. I love that song.
I asked Kristen to get ready to play that at some point. Here
I played it into the break.
I did not hear it. Dad,
they played it about 10 times in Paul Newman's movie Slapshot.
Look at you.
Every time they were on the bus, they were playing that song. Yeah.
Excellent stuff there. Let's go ahead and hit our open for Graffiti. We'll get that started.
Mm. Yes.
It's time for Graffiti. Graffiti is brought to you by Fence Brokers. Fence Brokers going the extra mile. Now you know the drill. One sentence and one sentence only.
All right, as we start taking calls on that, 661-1037, Randy Allison says, of course you know who he is, Chuck.
I do know.
Awesome energy on the show. Yes, when these guys get together, a lot of greatness. Harrison Mosley makes a great point. I didn't realize this. Talking about Norm Stewart. He was Coach of the Year that year, 94, for leading Missouri to the Elite Eight after getting drummed by us in the opener. Yeah. Mm. So I still don't know how you don't give that to Nolan Richardson for being, to win his first ever national championship for the Razorbacks. 661-1037, we'll continue to find out. I'm going to watch for the first time in my life today the NCAA tennis watch party. I'm going to watch the tennis.
The result.
I'm going to watch. Listen. The,
where's that being streamed?
It's being streamed. It is. Well, I find that. Hunter Yurcheck's worst nightmare is like, what? I wonder if anybody told him that. Hey, Hunter, did you know we're doing the watch party on Monday?
If Vince Vaughn shows up for that and they begin to make a run through the tournament with.
I know.
Yeah.
Gerald Jones, my former teammate for the Razorbacks, said when you talked to Camden Coastal at 9, ask him about his fishing trip yesterday. Uh-oh. Must have caught some fish yesterday. I know he was good at the plate this weekend against Missouri.
I wonder if anyone from the tennis team is calling in for graffiti.
That would be great. We need a tennis player to call graffiti.
Players calling graffiti.
661-1037. Let's start with, who are we going with there? Hog Boss? Hog Boss, what we got?
Oh, Boss. Okay.
What's the significance of the state games wearing anthracite uniforms? What's up, David?
What was the, what did he say? The
anthracite
quarterbacks. Yeah, I don't know if it was just to make them stand out. Where
like, don't touch him.
You can't tackle them. They were off limits. So, yeah, it did. I didn't think they were anthracite. I thought they were black. 661-1037. What?
Also, the logos and stuff were black, weren't they?
Oh, by the way, were the Tyson logos on there?
Yeah, they were black.
They were black.
They were.
It's so hard to see. Oh, look here. We've got our first NFL coach for the Cleveland Browns. He's got Taylor Green coming in. Todd Monken. Hey, coach.
Hey, Mr. Green, we're going to take you off the board, and 2 years from now, we're going to get you on the cover of Madden. Just hang in there with us, okay?
Get you on the cover of Madden.
If that were really Todd Monken, there would have been a lot more cursing.
Yes.
Yes.
And you got to wonder, I guess maybe Cleveland didn't turn the ball over enough last year, so that's why they had to Is that the thing?
If you're Taylor Green, that's the worst place you want to go.
Oh,
that's
I felt for him.
I agree 100%.
You'd rather be a free agent and be
If you can't beat out Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, maybe you don't belong in football.
I saw some people going, he should beat out Gabriel. He's got more talent.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course you don't.
Gabriel can't play.
Gabriel's got a rubber arm. Smart kid. He just is small.
661-1037. Also, we might hear somebody that's talking about the Sultana. Did you hear about today's the anniversary of the Sultana?
Yes. The
how ironic. Babe Ruth, the Sultana of SWAT.
That wasn't the Bambino that crashed. That was the Sultana. That's right.
Yeah. Listen, you know, there's a museum going up over there, Bill.
Yes,
Marion.
There is.
Yeah.
Cool, but can you imagine being one of those Union soldiers?
Oh, there's your...
Andersonville.
You're going home.
Oh, my gosh.
You blow up and then burn up and drown.
Yeah, of course, now it's
outside of Memphis.
It's in an open field somewhere. I can't believe they haven't gone in there and dug that thing out and found... I mean, I no telling what you find down there.
Tough way to go.
All right, 661-1037. Let's first up, Clint Sterner, old Dirty Red. What you got,
fellas? Is your Sheriff Pova making budget cuts in the bedroom? Hell, Chief, are you wanting to volley and smash at the net, but you're relegated to practicing your forehand against the wall?
Wow.
That's low T, Boris Becker. Stop opening a new can of balls with TRT and watch your old lady serve you some ace.
Wow. Wow. Clint, you have been amazing week after week. I mean, he's better than all of the tennis.
Does he write his own material?
He does.
He's great.
He writes his own material.
Yeah. How about that? That was good writing. I mean, that was some really good stuff.
When he drops the fellas, that is so spot on, too.
All right. Oh, we have next up Acree's new co-host, which has not been announced. So I'm anxious to see who this call is. Yes, go ahead.
Anybody?
That's the playoff of Roger. Yeah. Fake Sterling's up next. One sentence only. Fake Sterling, go ahead.
Morning, guys. For the first time in history, the Australian Open, the French Open, and Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open will not have anybody from Fayetteville, and that's the truth.
Yeah, I mean, it's the worst nightmare of Hunter Yurcheck for this team to somehow get on a run. To play well.
I'm just telling you, man, if Vince Vaughn shows up with that team for their watch party,
Speaking of Trey Shepp, 661-1037, Trey Shepp was talking about, you know, you see all those assistant coaches that Silverfield has. It looks like he's got 25 of them. Could you put that money towards... Kim Hatfield was there, along with Jesse Branch, and I imagine them looking at it going... Look at this. We used to do this with like eight or nine guys and a few grad assistants. And now that's how, and then your support staff, you've got 100 people all together, which is your support staff.
It does.
It's crazy, the money. Football is the granddaddy. I get it.
It is, but again, I just think the first program that's similar to Arkansas that chooses to spend more money on athletes than coaches and they become successful, that will become the model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what I think. I don't know that the fourth weight coach Like, what do you get when you get past three?
I tell you, it all happened. It all happened when the money, the TV money, 20 years ago, started just rolling in. They go, we don't have to pay the players, so let's build more facilities, let's hire more staff, let's pay more money to the AD. They were flush with money. And so the reason I know this is because I do the Brewers Award. So I know the number of coaching staff that are out there now. Look, we've got the Pigskin Preacher calling in, even though he's here. Pigskin, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say congratulations to you, Nolan. It's been long overdue, man.
You know who that is?
Mm. Oh, Stan.
Stan had to be you to impersonate you to call in. To say that. Has he called any shows since Nolan's got the statue announcement? We've been waiting all this time, Bill. He calls, called in every show every day for about 5 years. Nolan a statue.
Well, besides that, it was always dual threat quarterback. Threat quarterback, and we went 2-10.
We've had that covered the last 10 years.
I think he's also done the Dave Van Horn's never going to win it.
How about the alphabet soup for quarterback again? We've had KJ Jefferson, we got KJ Jackson, we got AJ.
It's like in sync or whatever. It's
waiting for W.H. Auden, the poet.
H.E.W. Dubois.
Yeah. My pal at church, F.H. Lyons, big farmer out in Alltimer.
F.A.O. Schwartz. Don't forget him.
But how crazy is it you have a KJ and an AJ at quarterback? Yes.
That's crazy.
Let's go to Coach Dan Hawkins. This guy does a great Dan Hawkins. If you remember the clip of Dan Hawkins about 20 years ago. Coach, what's up?
It's Division I football.
That is outstanding. He still delivers it right on target.
Dan should have stayed where he was. He never recovered.
He did not.
Career ender.
All right, this may be our last call. Hunter, you're a check, and we'll end with the AD. Hunter, go ahead.
Yes, I was just going to make an announcement. I'll go ahead and tell y'all today at 12 o'clock. I'm going to make an announcement that I'm cutting the ping pong, the whole ping pong thing out of. Pay it, Bill, but we're going to save $27 so we can get some more NFL players to help this roster.
Okay. H.Y. sounded like he was hitting the juice there a little bit.
Yes.
Maybe, I around that announcement.
Maybe lay off the vodka before 9 o'clock, H.Y.
Thanks to Fence Brokers for sponsoring that. Yes.
Fence Brokers. I don't know if he was happy with that.
I don't know if he was really in character there. Yes. Or if
he seemed to kind of, weave in and out.
What other sports used to be at Arkansas that are not there anymore? I think
do we have swimming?
I think we have swimming, but we don't have diving.
Diving?
Yeah, and I think we only have, do we have men's and women's swimming or just one or the other? I will check here during the break.
Rhythm gymnastics?
let me ask you this. Which do you think generates more revenue, track and field or gymnastics or soccer?
Gymnastics.
I'm going to say gymnastics.
Yeah, I think
they have thousands of fans showing up.
So women's sports, you got gymnastics, you got volleyball, you got basketball, you got soccer, you got track and field.
Used to have tennis.
To be honest with you, I don't know the greatest tennis player, female tennis player. Now, listen, there have been some, Chip Banks and is it Chip Banks?
No.
Chip Beard. Chip Banks. Wait, there was this guy with the play with me that was All-American. The greatest was 70s and mid-70s to early 80s. Well, Peter Doohan.
Golden age of tennis.
Peter Doohan winning the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame last year. Yeah, as we mentioned, the Becker beater.
Took him down at Wimbledon. Defending champion.
More than once, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, you play tennis?
Yeah. Yes.
Listen, those are tennis shorts you're wearing now. Did you wear those in honor?
Not quite. Stand up. They're no longer Larry Bird.
Okay. So. You do have a tan line. Some women have asked.
Yes.
You have a pool in your backyard in Little Rock.
Tan line.
Sometimes you just walk out there. Just lay it out.
Here we are.
You do have a fence around your yard. Thank goodness for the neighbors.
Well, so did Bathsheba, and look how that worked out.
It did not work out well.
Yeah. Wow, you went Old Testament heroin on me.
All right, don't go away. 8:45.
Roger Scott, here to talk to you once again about Sanders Ground Essentials. You know, I've had the fellas, Kent and Kyle Sanders, treating my lawn for years now. So here's my tip for you, and you can thank me later if you like. If you live anywhere in the Central Arkansas area, now would be the time for you to have them come out to your house as well. Whether it's to help you have the best looking lawn in the neighborhood so that you can be the envy of all your neighbors, much like I am, or to help you eliminate those nasty, pesky, disease-carrying mosquitoes. That's right. Did you know that mosquitoes love to breed in places like a lot of shade, plant life, as well as standing water? In fact, you don't necessarily even have to live near a body of water to have a mosquito problem. However, Sanders Ground Essentials can come out, spray your yard and around your house so that this year you'll be able to enjoy that beautiful outdoor space around your home and not have it ruined by mosquitoes. So start making your yard the envy of the neighborhood again like mine is, and call my friends at Sanders Ground Essentials today at 501-315-9395 or on the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials, let's get growing.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Hoco Turf in West Little Rock or Stockton Power Equipment in Sheridan.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. If constant pain in your shoulders, back, knees, or other joints is just part of your daily routine, let me tell you, the folks at QC Kinetics can help. They are experts at resolving joint pain because they are the nation's leader in regenerative therapy. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free consultations right now. It's a no-pressure conversation. You sit down with a medical professional, talk about where you're hurting, and what you've already tried. They'll walk you through what's actually happening inside your joints, explain your options, and show you how their treatments can help your body heal naturally. No sales pitch, no commitment. And no, we're not talking about taking pain pills or surgery. Their focus is on resolving the pain at its source using your body's own healing agents for real, lasting relief. They've already helped thousands. They can help you too. It all starts with a free consultation. Interested? Just call 501-393-1159. Appointments are filling up, so don't put it off. Take the easy first step and book your free consultation today. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Superstars Joe Klein and Pat Bradley for Arkansas's number one sports app, Bet Saracen.
Joe, you know the main difference between Bet Saracen and those other guys?
Definitely easier to navigate. Always good parlays. Plus, lots of fun choices, like ping pong, right there on the app.
But the real difference are those special promos.
Get $250 on us with your first $25 wager.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Oh, folks, it's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. It's off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roarden Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick on Drive Time Sports each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, celebrating 57 years in business, offering all new travel trailers, fifth wheels, and pop-ups at the inventory liquidation sales all month long. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com. Randy and Rick and the Shooter on 103.7 The Buzz.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All right, it is 8:48. Great to have Bill Vickery, brought to you by the Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers.
Arkansas Best, not the retail group.
Yeah, we like Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers. Is the best. That's
right. You and I in stereo.
Yeah,
there,
exactly.
David.
We love them sponsoring Bill. We love to have Bill.
Yes.
My dad's has become a big fan of yours. Yeah, he enjoys you on Sunday.
Wonderful family.
And then he does a double. He goes from you to Pigskin. He goes from two streaming greatness.
Bang, bang.
Yes.
That's Beauty and the Beast right there. You can make amends.
I think it's the Beast and the Beast.
You can make amends.
Great to have Pigskin, too. Hey, coming up, we got Cannon Kojal. Will be on with us at 9 o'clock, brought to you by Ortho Arkansas, talking about the baseball program and their went over Missouri. And then we got Mark May at 9:30 talking about the great Monty Coleman. My buddy Keith Harden says, hey, this Murin kid, you know what his nickname is? Do you guys know what his nickname is?
Slim Jesus.
Yeah. Slim Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. That might be heretical.
Keith,
I don't know,
says if he signs, our class moves to number one.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's good.
He's a big-time recruit.
Yeah, he's just not a big body. He's, what is he?
No, he's 6'10", like 200 pounds.
But he's too. He's not a.
He's a wing. He's not a wing guy.
Yeah. Again, we're back to the point. Again, he's a wing guy, not a.
So he's going to play like Trevin Brazil, probably.
Right.
He's
right.
He's an athletic four man. He's going to get some weak side blocks, but he's not a very good defender.
You can make a case that Dusty May at Michigan and also Arizona to a lesser extent,
back the other day,
they kind of flipped on how this is all playing. They've gone back to big guys, blocking shots, muscling people in the interior.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And it's working.
I know. That's what I thought. We all sort of thought maybe that's what we need.
Well, it is what we need, and there's only so many seven-footers that go around.
That's
so many
problem.
Good ones.
And
that's
and Cal does not get one. You know, Joe Klein's made the point. You know, these guys are averaging 9 points a game and five rebounds are wanting $3 million.
Yeah,
you know, David. Imagine if you take Joe Klein from when he was in college with you up on the hill, and put him in this game right now. Joe Klein would be commanding top dollar.
Oh, there's no question.
From every program
in the country, Chuck. Yeah,
Joe would be in demand.
There's no question. This Saturday, you got the Kentucky Derby. It's the last week of racing at Oaklawn. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I would love to go to the Kentucky Derby with Bill Vickery. Could you imagine the attention?
Have you been, Bill?
So I have never been, and it's been a thing. My childhood friend, a kid that we're 1 month apart in age. We grew up together in Van Buren. He's a really great basketball player, too. Mm-hmm. This man named Mark Toothaker.
Okay.
And he manages Spindthrift Farms outside of Lexington, and he has been a part owner of two Kentucky Derby winners.
Oh, wow.
In the last 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. We want to go, Roger.
They throw a party. I mean, the thing.
I know.
Just like the Super Bowl and the Masters.
Yeah.
You go for the
parties before
the thing starts.
That's right. Yeah, it's crazy to be there. Roger and I have a goal to get there. Hey, another thing I wanted to bring out there. This is, I know you guys are probably not runners, right? You don't run in races. Like,
well, no. Back in the day.
I know you beat RJ one time in a 5K.
Oh, yes. That was humiliating.
So, wait, you beat RJ in a 5K?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. David was there, saw it. Saw it with his own two eyes. A Catholic High 5K.
So this is maybe one of the most amazing physical accomplishments I have ever seen in my life. Sebastian Saw has made history as the first human being to ever run a sub 2 hour marathon. That is averaging, it's 20, how many miles?
That's 26. Like 4:10 a mile.
4:33 a mile.
433 a mile.
He averages 4:33 air. That is almost like a sprint.
That's sprinting for 26 miles.
For 2 hours.
Yeah, that's incredible.
He's like, does he have lungs?
That's insane.
I always wondered if we'd ever get down to break two hours.
2 hours.
I see a Double B's commercial coming out of that, David.
Yes. Wow. You know, that's a great story. You know how the distance for the marathon was initially established.
Athens, the marathon?
So marathon, there's a battle going on during the Peloponnesian War.
Pedepides.
And
y'all are dropping too many big words. Athenians, just slow it down over there.
The Athenians won a major battle, and so they dispatched a runner to run to the capital, but they were on the verge of cutting a deal with their opponent that would have disadvantaged Athens. And so this guy runs 26.2 miles, gets to the city,
drops
to his knees
in triumph,
says the word victory, and then falls over.
Yeah,
and the point too was added when they added it in the first Olympiad, so the king could see the finish.
We really don't know. It was exactly 26.2.
It was 26.
We're in
the ballpark.
They had
GPS back then.
So the guy drops dead, but he gets the word out. What a great story.
Yes, and then he was going to go play for the Razorback tennis team.
I did want to bring up too a birthday today, only because when I now look at I lost. I know I saw it today. Oh, here it is. So I thought Christian, he loves the NBA, and all of a sudden I hear Pixon during the break mention this guy's name. The great George Gervin has got a birthday today, and what is his nickname, Christian?
The Iceman cometh.
And you told me, you were telling me in the break, you've got a connection with the Iceman.
Okay, here's the story. If any of you have seen Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell and the great Andre 3000 and Woody Harrelson, all the best, that was based, as Roger says, it was based on a true story. Back in the early 70s, when Gervin got kicked out of Eastern Michigan for punching a guy, they dismissed him from the team. Before he signed with the Virginia Squires in the ABA, he was playing a semi-pro basketball league in Michigan. And he played for Pontiac, I think it was. They came up to Flint. They played at Flint-Hamity High School. I saw the first semi-pro game in the state of Michigan that he played in.
Very cool.
And that's Will Ferrell and them, they heard the story and they embellished and all. You know, it's based on a true
story. Is that the one where he goes... Bear. The bear's in there.
Yeah, the bear. Yeah.
Dewey! Run for your lives! Yeah. There's a bear.
I remember Gervin being tall, lanky, and could shoot, man.
6'7". He was like a finger toothpick. Roll. He could finger roll from the free throw line.
He would come out of his hand, the little teardrop up, and then I had the poster.
He was setting a block of ice.
I mean, you look at just, we only got a couple minutes before we got to lose Bill here, but let me throw out some of the birthdays today. Rogers Hornsby.
Yeah.
Enos Slaughter. Like another, Jack Klugman. Emmy Award winning. Odd Couple.
Tony Randall.
Casey Kasem. Our man Shannon Lynn.
He's a Detroit guy.
Yeah. Still haven't found his body.
Earl Anthony.
Bowler?
Yeah, we had a guy going the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame that had bowled 12 perfect games. 12!
Good.
How about that? Leroy Jordan.
Yeah, the great Dallas Cowboy.
Yes. Alabama Crimson Tide.
Yeah. I did not realize, this is what I want to get to, too. If Pigskin knows this, he's truly one of the great great minds of all time. Cuba Gooding's birthday is today. Junior or senior?
Hmm.
Did you know that there was a senior?
Well, of course.
Well, his name is Cuba Gooding Jr.
But a significant achievement of the senior that I had no idea, that he was in the group.
The Platters.
No, the main ingredient.
Oh.
And, Bill, what is the song that everybody knows from the main ingredient?
Everybody plays the fool.
One of the great songs. I had no idea that Cuba Gooding Jr.'s dad was in the main ingredient. I had no idea.
He was also the kid in Coming to America in the barber chair.
He was. I knew that. So anyway, I did not know. I love that song, Everybody Plays the Fool, by the main ingredient.
Look at you know what? This is when he's
and
on.
And this was
there.
Also in...
He's the Wizard.
This was also in... It was Anchorman. Was this not an Anchorman? I could see...
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
I think
it wasn't
was.
In Guardians of the Galaxy.
Or it could have been. It's one of those
should
two.
Should have been. Okay,
so your heart... Bro. I wonder if that's Cuba right there. Yes. I don't know. Let's get to the hook here real quick.
Show me the money. I'll work that in there. Right.
You say you even thinking about time? Well... Before you do anything rash,
everybody's got matching suits
this.
On.
Everybody plays a fool sometimes.
Well, Bill Vickery, thanks, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
Always
have
great.
A wonderful Monday, wonderful week.
Yes, thanks so much for
go
the
Hawks.
I'm watching today. I'm going to get in front of a TV and watch in honor of the tennis team.
I'm glued.
I am watching today. I have a new sense of pride. For the tennis team. Exactly right.
All right.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
You are the best. Arkansas Best Chevy Dealers sponsoring that amazing man with his with the bulging thighs, the Earl
bulging,
Campbell thighs.
Bulging.
We'll come back with more of Chuck Monahan, more of the Wizard, Christian Weaver. We got Camden Kozel. We got Mark May and more. Don't go away. We're glad you're with us. 9 o'clock.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready.
And it don't matter.
one day, one chance to win a dream vacation. Give blood with Our Blood Institute on Saturday, May 2nd at any mobile blood drive or donor center near you, and you could win a getaway valued up to $2,000 from Dream Vacations. One lucky donor will win, but every donor will receive a free t-shirt and a Magic Springs theme and water park ticket. Donate blood on Saturday, May 2nd. Reserve your appointment now at OBI.